Aircheckdownloads.com.
Anything else you'd like to add, give us a call. 0800 030 4455.
Good work, Andrew. Thanks, Annabelle. The Breakfast Beauties. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, let's get this equipment throbbing into life. I need pills and jump leads. And the younger presenter.
I love you.
Love you, baby. So I saw a whole episode of EastEnders last night. First time in years. Years. Well, when you live on your own, you've got to have something on while you're having your tea. You can't just sit there staring at your tortellini, listening to your boiler click on and off in the echoing silence. It's too depressing, you know? So there was nothing else on. It's rubbish last night, the telly. Rubbish. Well, EastEnders has lost none of its party spirit, has it? Patsy Kensit's in a car, watching the daughter she's only just traced announce that she's got a terminal illness. One man's crying in the square because he's got HIV. And his uncle died of AIDS back in the day, and Whitney was told she might lose her baby. I mean, I weren't expecting George and Mildred, but even so, tonight I'm just going to listen to me boiler.
It's all right with me.
This is some tunage to start, isn't it, Burn? I know. Classic case of peaking too soon. It's classic. It's textbook in many ways. Textbook. I was born to love you, Queen. And you, Ten Sharp. All right, how you doing? Everything good? Let's leap straight in here. I've got to say hi to Tanya Brannan. Tanya is a blogger who wrote a review on me and said, can I run this? Can I post this? So I opened up my Facebook to everyone yesterday for something that I posted, not just for friends. I'm taking my chances. So if you type in Bernie Keith Facebook, it'll come up. You need to scroll down the post, and it's from her blog, secretplussizegoddess.com, which sums her up.
Oh, it's fabulous. That dress.
She's got impeccable style, like
gorgeous.
Impeccable vintage dresses, 40s hairstyle, shoes that are impossible to even walk in, let alone dance. Secretplussizegoddess.com. If you go on my Facebook page for Bernie Keith, you don't have to be a friend. I've got 5,000 limits, so I can't take any more in. We're just waiting for a few to die. No, that's how it works in showbiz.
Or to annoy a few. Or
then we'll move in and more people can come in. I've never been reviewed before. Well, I have been when I did the Edinburgh Festival 6 years ago. But Liz Truss got better reviews than I did up there.
Stop.
My favourite ever. I was doing a music special here of a bank holiday, and a listener posted on their Facebook page, Bernie Keith is playing amazing music. Tune in now. And one of her friends replied, I would rather jump on an upturn plug.
I mean,
I took that to be a negative reaction. And then I thought, what's the worst or best review ever? And if you go on the online sites, mm-hmm. you're in this kind of rabbit warren, yeah. you know? Bic pens for her. My husband has never allowed me to write, as he doesn't like me typing using men's pens. However, when I saw this product, I decided to buy it using my pocket money. So far, it's been fabulous. Once I'd learnt to write, the feminine colour has enabled me to vent thoughts on new recipe ideas, sewing and gardening. TripAdvisor on Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, go on.
Well, it's just a big clock, isn't it? I don't understand all the hype. It literally is just a clock. Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh. Misleading, there's not a chair in sight. I had to sit on the grass and was left with an unsightly wet patch, so it looks like I've soiled myself. Stonehenge. It's just a few rocks. They should knock it down and build an arcade or a fun fair. They get far more people. Ben Nevis. Very steep and far too high. My girlfriend was literally crying at one point.
I think that's Tom.
When we did get to the top, there's nothing there. A pack of 72 kazoos. Total rubbish. But it's quantity over quality. I passed them out at a protest against the Westboro Baptist Church's actions against the LGBTQ community to drown them out. Not the loudest on their own, but when you've got 70 angry queens kazooing in unison to In the Navy, well, 5 stars. AirCheckDownloads.com.